And now, to the millions and millions of listeners and viewers all across the world, it's the That's Not Christian Podcast.
Let's go.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Switch. I'm here with your man Jimmy. I'm here with your boy Jay. And I'm here with your man Ant. And we got our very, very special guest, Be Alive.
Yo, welcome, okay. welcome.
We feeling so alive today. What's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling today?
You already know, man. Beautiful.
Life is
life good.
God is good, man.
God is good. All the time.
Okay. Although sometimes I get flashbacks when I'm in the kitchen, you know?
Right. You calling bars now?
Right. You got prism drones right off.
That's right. Got paid off, man.
Yeah, man. What's been going on, fellas? What's going on in the world today, man?
There's a lot going on. Breaking news, right? We got some breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
Cruise Hip Hop Corner. You know what I mean? Lost the YouTube channel. Working on getting it back.
They ain't lose it yet, though, right?
It seemed like you lost it, man. You been to the channel?
No.
Well, it's supposed to take 7 days from the day, right? That they'll deactivate it or remove it.
Right.
That sucks, yeah.
It does.
What them haters.
Yo, someone's getting attacked in the background.
Right. someone getting the chancleta.
Yeah, man.
So do you guys know why he lost his channel? What it was a copyright infringement or something?
Something like that. Couple of strikes, I think he said.
Okay. He just left a voice note in the chat room, but I didn't get to finish it because we were just setting up. So
okay.
Yeah. He did mention something about Eshawn.
Okay.
Reporting one of the videos.
Do you know if it was the music or if it was the actual video footage of Eshawn sharing that he's a Hebrew? Because I know in the video in the description where Eshawn and his wife are having that conversation and they say that they're Hebrews, it says that you're not allowed to use any portion of the video. It says that. I didn't think he could enforce it. You know, I don't even know if that's the case of why, you know, the crew, you know, got flagged or whatever, but I know that in that video it says that, so I'm just curious if he used any portion of that video. Could that be why
he got flagged?
That's the thing about the songs, you'll never really know for a while. I mean, it's less they give you a list of reasons why they take you down, but I mean, you don't really be known for why they really take it down.
Right.
It's like your credit. You know how when you do the credit. And they give you credit back, and they say, "All right, these the reasons why we did it." But like, they just picked one of them, and they ain't gonna tell you exactly why.
Well, it seems like it was a series of events. It wasn't like just the first.
It wasn't just one. Yeah. And I'm asking if you use the footage. If you use the footage or is it possible? Well, we don't even know the details, I guess, but no. I'm just curious if it was flagged because it was considered like hate speech or slander or something like that, or if it was because he actually used some of the footage, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows, man? But I mean, I've seen so many people use that footage. So is he going around?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of videos. I think Vocab used it. A couple other cats.
Yeah.
Look, shout out to Leon. Leon was the one I actually started. He put the bug in the air to get Be Alive on the show.
That's right. Shout out to Leon.
Oh, that's right. He tagged us in the video. We were going crazy over that video.
My guy.
he's an NY, right?
Leon's an NY, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Burrow.
Shout out to NY. Brooklyn.
Okay.
Leon, you in
Brooklyn? The house.
Leon seemed cool. He got to be from the Bronx. He can't be from Brooklyn.
Definitely. He definitely not in that Bronx
swag, you know. Nah, what I mean? That cool.
Nah, swag. He said. Yeah,
you could discern that. No, Flatbush. Boom, Brooklyn.
Wow, Brooklyn's in the house.
Yeah, just block that dude, man. We gonna block him.
No, he said no way in the Bronx.
Right,
no
New
way.
New York City, right there from us.
Yeah, be alive. You in Philly, right?
Yeah, I'm in Philly.
Okay.
You in North or South Philly?
I'm from West Philly.
Okay.
Yeah. West Side.
Born and raised?
Born and raised, man.
You want to hear that?
You can tell that swag in that beard.
You don't hear it? Yeah, you don't hear it in the ball voice?
Yes, Sam. But yeah, man. I'm born and raised.
Yeah, man. We got crew got their second channel right now. So
yeah,
it's actually The Cruise with an apostrophe S, Hip Hop Corner. So for everybody out there, make sure y'all subscribe.
Yeah.
Be alert of what's going on. You know what I mean? Hopefully they can appeal it and, you know, keep their channel. They have a lot of subscribers right now, but either way, they're going to do what they're going to do. They just did an interview with Lecrae. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. That was big. That was big.
Yeah. Very big, man. Real big. You can't stop what God doing, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
facts, though.
God going to bless it. You can't stop it, bro.
Nope. That's
exactly.
No man, doubt. I like them a lot.
And that's the crew. Yeah, man.
That was definitely a good crew having Lecrae on there.
Yeah, that's definitely
yo. That's like the best way to bounce back, right?
Right.
Your first video on your channel is Lecrae. Like what?
Yo, what you do from there? Yo?
Right. That was a good. Whoever pulled that together, that was good joint. Cause I think people be sleeping on Lecrae. Like really, Lecrae really somebody for real. Like you know what I'm saying, like in this CHH joint, like for real. Like a lot of people be like, I don't think Lecrae really get the credit that he get. You know what I'm saying, that they deserve for real. Like he really, you know what I mean, like made something out this joint for real. You know what I mean, pioneers. You know what I'm saying, one of the pioneers of this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's definitely very true.
Definitely. What's dope is that he was cool enough to jump on their channel, you know what I mean? Because he's kind of like already mainstream, like, you know, like
yeah, he's on Breakfast Club.
You know what I'm
saying?
That's how you tell somebody humble. They still, like, don't see themselves as high as, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Somebody else will probably be on like, I ain't really heard of them.
Someone else hit you with that fee, right? With that rate.
No problem.
Yeah,
he ran on a crew
wrote like a list of things that they talked about or that they wanted to drop, and it was some good it seems like some good topics too, you know what I'm saying, about the whole abortion thing, politics, Christian rapper, like stuff that we deal with in our space, you know what I mean, in our community, that I think people would like to hear Lecrae address. So I'm looking forward to that video.
Yeah, I saw they had NF up there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you good.
Yeah. All right. They had your man NF up there, right?
Yeah.
On the list, you mean?
As a topic.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
Anthony says, I'm trying to see Bizzle or Hurt on this joint too. We had Hurt.
We had Hurt.
Hurt was one of our first guests.
He was one of our first guests. He was. He was. Well, like, Boss was our first guest, right? And then Hurt was like the first, you know, came on to promote, you know, his music and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Just a Messenger. They were on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Did you guys see the reports of Did you guys see the video of the Army lieutenant getting pepper sprayed over a traffic violation?
Bloody.
That's grimy, man.
Like I'm saying, you would think that he fight for the country, he'd get some respect. You know what I'm saying? Probably be treated differently, but they don't be caring. I mean, really certain people don't care.
Yeah.
Right.
It ain't everybody, but some people don't really care about that.
Yep.
Yeah,
that was bad.
It'd be extra.
I think They were already. I think they were already hot, man. Because the dude hopped out the car. The cop hopped out the car with his pistol drawn. You know,
aggressive.
Before he even saw, you know, the lieutenant. You know, when he pulled up behind him, he was calling. He already had his burner, like, you know, pointed at the car, like, put your hands out the window, or whatnot. So, I don't think he really knew. I think he was just like, he was just ready for some smoke. You know.
Yeah, just ready for
some. But I think that's foolish, man. Over what, paper tags? That's why they put him over, right?
Yeah, because his tags were on the top, right in the corner.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like,
that don't deserve for you to pull your pistol out on somebody.
Right.
With my drawn out, I'm trying, like you said, I'm looking for smoke. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to even whip my drawn out if I ain't even really trying to use it, or, you know what I mean? If I'm not even thinking about that. Like,
right.
You stopping up somebody, you know, they license and all that. Right?
So some officers say that the cop was trying to pull him over, but then because it was dark or whatever, obviously the lieutenant tries to find somewhere where there's more light.
You know, right.
I don't disagree with that at all. I think he did the right thing.
Right.
But they say that he did it almost for a mile. Right. So that's a pretty long time. And then the cop obviously is going to get suspicious or whatever. And then I guess that's why, you know, he pulled out his gun and all that stuff. But is it justifiable? No. I mean, you see the guy in uniform. Not that, you know, that might stop anybody from doing anything. Yeah. You know?
You can look at it both ways.
But yeah.
You can look at it both ways.
Yeah. Now, I didn't fully see the video, so I don't know what warranted the pepper spray.
Yeah, I seen the video. He wanted him to get the car.
Oh, he didn't want to get out the car. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he had his arms out. He had his hands out the window. He like, no, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but he just still persisted, like, for him to get out the car, like, and everything. Like, but I understand how, like, someone could be scared. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not trying to touch. I ain't, because, you know, he still had a seatbelt on. Mm-hmm. So it was like, dang, I ain't really trying to touch my seatbelt. You think I got a gun and you shoot me?
Right.
For it's really nothing for them to hit the lock. Ugh. Open the door, you know what I'm saying? You know, unbuckle him. I seen it.
Yeah.
Unbuckle you. All right, come on. No, you good. I ain't trying to shoot you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. And, man, I think if they would be more, just let them know. Like, no, I ain't trying to shoot you, bro. Like,
nah,
you know,
that's like, real.
Man, I think that would get more.
I seen it in person.
Yeah. But he did it, right? He said, he told them, right? He said, he said, I'm scared. And the cop said, he should be. Yeah.
He should be.
Right.
What? Yeah, that part. That was a no-no. Yeah. What do you mean?
Like, you got your gun drawn at me, and you telling me I should be scared?
Right. Yeah. Nah, yeah, I mean, I don't want to do anything, bro. I'm sitting still. I'm not touching nothing. I'm not reaching for nothing.
Gun
drawn.
Everybody who gets pulled over is a little, you know what I'm saying, a little edgy. Like, I get pulled over, and I'll be a little edgy, like, gosh, what's gonna happen? You know what I'm saying? Because it could be anything. It could be misidentity, and especially if you don't know what you did wrong, or why they pulling you over, you're like, oh man, why are they pulling me over?
But I feel like that's where I feel like we need to be able to, like, to come together. You know what I'm saying? And really sit down and have a conversation on this, because as far as like with police, because like a lot of people won't really like see the other side of it too, which I kind of understand. Like, you don't know, like, I'm saying, you trying to get back home to your folks, back to your family, so you don't know, you know, with anybody, strangers, for real, you know what I'm saying? So but I understand, you know, the caution, but at the same time, I feel like it's, you got, I guess, kind of use discernment, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to it, you know what I mean? And I just like a conversation that I feel like people need to really, you know, get together and figure that out.
I think the lieutenant did a great job of handling that situation.
I agree.
Put his hands out, asked, why am I being pulled over? What did I do wrong?
Yo, he wasn't even like questioning with an attitude, you know? Like, I probably would have been hot. You know what I'm saying? I would have been hot. Like, why are you doing all this? You know, like,
you would have popped.
Right. Right.
That's all getting your eyes. Woo.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he was like, "Yo, that's effed up that y'all did that." They sprayed him, and he was like, "Yo, that's messed up. Like, how you gonna do that?"
The cop was even coughing.
That joint make you want to fight somebody. Get sprayed with that joint. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, he got out. He got out.
Right with that joint.
He did the right thing. He put his hands out, showed his face. He had the camera. He had his cell phone camera.
That's true.
Recording everything. So. He did a great job.
I saw people get mad at him.
At the tenant?
Yeah. Somebody was mad talking about, he had it planned to sue the police from the jump. Like,
get out of here.
I seen. So I follow this officer in Georgia on YouTube. And he did a video, which I sent to you guys. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, so he mentioned that part of that. It seemed like he was trying to get some money out of it or whatever the case was.
I don't think so, man. I think if you're getting pulled over and and you in an area, whatever, in a dark area or whatever, you turn on the camera because you want to have evidence of what happened to you. You know what I mean? Yeah. How many times like cameras been rolling and we see cops like put drugs in the car or put a pistol in the car or something like that, you know?
Right.
It happened frequently, especially here in LA, you know? Like, it happened.
Yeah.
It just happened recently, just a couple of months ago, you know what I mean? And then there's times when cops shoot people and they don't have their body cams on. So I'm definitely going to be recorded, you know what I mean? If any interaction with the cops, you know what I mean? I don't really think he was trying to set up the cops or looking for an opportunity for, to get a bag. But even if that's the case, then the cops shouldn't do something like that, to justify them getting a bag.
You can't plan out the cops' actions.
Exactly. He knew that he was going to get pepper spray. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I just sound like some Officer Tatum type stuff.
Nobody trying to get pepper spray, dog.
No.
No.
That cop got fired. Yeah, I think he's trying to sue him too. You're gonna probably get some.
Yeah, he did for a mil. He's suing him for a mil.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah, because this happened what last year, in December.
I just wish it was coming out of that cop's pension. That's all.
This happened last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, like 3 months ago.
It just got released now.
Recently, okay.
Yeah.
Because
he's suing, so he was able to release
information.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's deep.
Well, they did the right thing by firing the cop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so people argue that they fired him because obviously all the pressure and the media and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Because also he didn't he said those things to the lieutenant, which obviously a cop should never say. So he kind of screwed it over himself in a sense. But the cop that I was watching his channel, he was saying how every department has different rules, right? He didn't necessarily get fired for, I guess, the pepper spraying or whatever. It was just he broke department rules, and that could mean anything.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't see no protocol. Like, don't you have to address when you pull? What's the issue? You can't just be like, get out the car. Put your hands up. Like,
I guess the cop took it as he's fleeing now.
Yeah, because he was driving like a mile, right, with his hazard lights on.
A mile away. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But at that sense, I don't know if you can, but wouldn't you like call 911 and say, hey, I got a car that's pulling me over, I want to get to a well-lit area, can you,
you can
contact them or whatever, you can, right?
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah
that just shows he already,
miles that far though, man.
Huh?
That just showed he already was already skeptical, like let me go somewhere where they could see me and it's clear.
Yeah,
especially when they're telling me to reach for the seatbelt, I want to be somewhere where it's well lit, so you can see that there's nothing there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, man.
Like I think cops need to really focus on real crimes, you know what I mean? Like, and I mean like crimes where there's actual victims, not like something like expired tags or air freshener, you know what I'm saying, hanging from your mirror, tinted windows, or anything like that. You know what I mean? Like, see, but we don't need these interactions, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but one thing leads to the other.
What
do you mean?
If you have expired tags, maybe you got a warrant for your arrest, and then boom.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? I mean, you can definitely look there. Like,
everybody, come on, man. Like, what everybody with expired tags may have a warrant. Nah, that's not,
No. I didn't say everybody.
I know, but what's the, you know what I mean? Like,
where does it stop?
Yeah. So because you have expired tags, you a killer. Come on, like
deal with the.
Yeah, that's a slippery slope, you know.
Which one?
I feel like deal with the situation like as it comes. So you pull him over, you see it ain't really nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
be cool. You know,
treat it like a ticket. All right, I'm just
right.
Whatever ticket.
Right.
And so he start like my man saying basically like you know like it can lead to something. It can lead to something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you know. Somebody might be mad, like you never know. Some people do get mad that you just pull them over, period. Like, you know what I'm saying? That ain't off, you know,
right.
Trip. Then I feel like you get in your bag, like, hold up, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but before that, they on something, they been compliant, you know what I'm saying? They trying to, you know, you can see they trying to go home, but it's not really about nothing. Like, approach it with, I feel like, man, we just need love, dog, like, on both sides. Mm-hmm. Love was missing, man, like, for, like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, imagine police officers, like, with love, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, like, they was all on some, like, they carrying it with love. It'd be different. Like, everything would be different, I believe. You know what I'm saying? The love.
Word. Don't give me the ticket, Mr. Officer. let me go.
Show that love, you, officer.
Let me go.
Now, actually, you know what? I got pulled over maybe 2 years ago because of expired tags. So I don't know how it is in your state. Here in Cali, your tags expire like on the date, right? So if it's like, what's today? Like if it's April 14th, right? Your registration, that's when it expires. I was under the impression that you, if your tags expire in April, like you got all of April, you know what I'm saying, to take care of it. I was wrong, you know, and I got pulled over. And the cop was actually, he was real cool. He was just like, hey, you know, your tags expired. I was like, nah, I didn't even know. Like, you know, I just knew that at the end of the month. And he explained it to me. He's like, it's cool. I'll let you off with a warning. I was like, all right, cool. You know, but I was so stressed. You know what I mean? When he pulled me over, I had both hands on the steering wheel. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Car off. You know what I mean? Keys on the dash. I put the keys on the dash. Like, I'm not going nowhere, officer. You know what I mean?
He
got the burner. I don't.
Like in your state, they can take your car.
If they want to, they can. Yeah.
They want to be.
Yeah.
Sure. Wow.
Yeah.
For that, just because of expired registration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
They could take your car because this happened to a family member of mine. They can take your car if your registration doesn't match
the car.
Obviously the car, but your registration. Let's say you're driving and you have a New York license, right? But your registration is from Texas or whatever. And maybe on his situation was a little different because his license New York, registration from Texas, but his insurance was Jersey.
Dang.
It was like,
wait, what?
Yeah. So they
that sound like a scam.
Yeah. So they impounded his car. You know, he got it the next day or whatever because he proved that it was his. But
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. But see, but why put people through all that hassle? Like, you know what I'm saying? Especially like
for some when paperwork.
Right. And you ain't even proved your case. Like what happened? What happened to due process? You know what I'm saying? Like you just going to take my assets and then I got to go through this. I got to take a day off of work to go pick up my car. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And you got to pay bread.
Yeah, because they house your car overnight. So it's 2 days, right? Mm-hmm. It's 2 days that you got to pay for. Like that's so unnecessary, man. That's unconstitutional. You know what I mean? It goes against the Constitution, you know? Like they can't just
really be having that quota. Yo.
They do.
I mean.
Yeah, they do. I'm about to say.
Yeah, I mean, listen, in New York, I don't know about other states, but in New York, you can't have something dangling from your rearview mirror.
They told my air freshener.
Yeah, air freshener, anything, right? And yeah. Also, you can't cover, I think it's most states actually, you can't cover your license plate where it says like the state or whatever. It needs to be completely visible. But what happens when you buy a car or you buy anything? Wait, what's the first thing you buy? You buy one of those covers or it comes with those covers.
It comes with,
So, you know, what?
That's interesting.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I got pulled over for them, both of them things, same reason, them two reasons.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's for air freshener?
Legal too.
For my air freshener.
So if you got, if you have the black ice, if you got the little trees, black ice, and the little Puerto Rican, I got the Puerto Rican boxing gloves hanging over my
shoulder. Yeah, you get two for that.
That's probable cause.
It is.
What? Yeah, get out of here, man.
It's obstruction of your view.
Yeah. Of your view, which they think they could cause an accident or whatever. And then they hear your Bronx accent. They're searching your car. No, they're bringing the dogs and everything. They're like, oh, you from the Bronx? Okay. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Call the dog.
Wow. So I took business law in college before I dropped out.
Gang.
And then college dropout, now full-time podcaster. Let's go
hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. And the attorney who was a professor, she was saying how cops could pull you over if you don't have all four screws on your license plate. Even if you're missing one.
Get out of here, bro.
I'm
telling you,
that cops over there with the binoculars on,
you ain't got no one, man.
Yeah,
they got to make their money somehow. The state got to make their money somehow, man.
They do taxation. Like, what do you mean? Yeah. Like,
yeah, and
taxation
this
and impounding fees and
asset forfeiture. Google that asset forfeiture. It's
crazy.
That's how the state makes money.
So
is that where they put all your assets for other people to buy?
Yeah,
I was on one of them websites. That's
where. Yeah.
I was like, oh, look at this car.
Like when the feds raided Silk Road, they took all that they took all that Bitcoin.
But they didn't put that on.
That ain't going out there.
Yeah, that ain't going out there.
No, right? Where'd it go? Right?
I wonder that. That's a good question too. We are putting the Bitcoin at
Hey
man, that's top secret information. We can't tell you that.
Hey, what about all the cash that they find? You know, we found, you know, they have $500,000 in cash, and by the time they get to the precinct, it's like they had $200, man.
They pulled an Alonzo.
Yeah, how many come offs they done had?
You've been planning this all day.
Yeah. Right.
That's crazy. So Dante Wright, right? Did he get pulled over for the air freshener, or was it something else?
That's what they said. I think I saw it on I think it was CNN that said it was the air freshener, but yeah. I saw a screen grab of like the inside of the car, there was nothing there.
But that could have been after.
Maybe.
You know, like if he would have said, yo, this is a problem, and he probably took it down.
It could be. It's possible.
But wasn't there another outlet that said it because of expired tags?
Nah. Was there?
I don't think it was expired tags for him.
But he had a warrant, right?
But you know how it is with these cases. Like we get all kinds of information after the fact, you know.
Yeah. So I mean, Switch. He did have a warrant, but they don't know that until they pull you over and ask for your license.
Right. I don't know how accurate it is, but I saw a TikTok video, right, where the dude looked up your man's case and the cop sent it to the wrong address. That's why he had a warrant, because he never
appeared to the court case.
Yeah, because he never got it.
Wow.
So I got it from TikTok. So I don't know how accurate that is. I didn't do the research myself. But, so you know, just.
But they said, well, when I was looking at Sean King's post, they said the warrant.
TikTok
I know.
And Sean King.
I know. But they said the warrant happened because he had like a payment plan, you know, like with the probation.
Yeah.
And he missed the payment, and then that caused the bench warrant.
What the heck? Yeah. I heard something else.
Yeah, see?
I heard that he caught a case because
it was a robbery, right?
No. See? That's
a robbery.
I heard he caught the case because he had a gun that was not registered to him.
I heard that too. I heard that too.
Well, that doesn't like, mean that doesn't
that
mean
even, that shouldn't even be a crime, though.
Yeah,
but that shouldn't even be a crime. Like in some states, Arizona, for example, like a lot of states that are from Arizona. Carry. But it don't matter. I'm saying, like, we should.
Yes, it does.
It should, like the law should have differed from state to state. You know what I'm saying? Like, how is, I know it does, but I'm saying, like, it shouldn't be that way. You know what I mean? Like,
it shouldn't, but the laws aren't like that everywhere. You get caught with a gun in New York.
Right. So, well, the reason why I'm saying that is because a lot of the criticism that I saw was like, you know, the pro cop people, you know what I mean, that vote a certain way. They was like, oh, well, you know, he had an unregistered gun. Like, I thought y'all was pro 2A. Like, why is that even an issue? You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make sense for the double standard where, like, they're pro 2A and we will not comply and all this and that and the third. But when, you know, this man, you know, gets caught with a burner, it's like, it's that's not registered. Now it's a problem. Like, what's the crime? He didn't pay his tax to the state to get the gun, to get the pistol? Like,
basically.
That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? That's not a crime. Like,
To me, regardless of what it was, right? Regardless if it was the
weed or whatever. What can you really do?
Right. No. Right.
Man, so the video, yeah, you guys want to.
My young boy just got booked with his gun. He in the F right now.
Same thing?
I just had to send some money to him. So,
yes, it's like, what do you do, man? Like, how do you keep people from protecting themselves? You know what I mean? It's like it's your constitutional right. It's your right as a human to protect yourself. You know, like,
you know what though? Like, kind of like what you said.
I think
though,
you can,
like,
have that joint inside your crib though. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Jimmy, kind of like what you said, right? It wasn't a violent thing, right?
You said what?
It's not. It wasn't a violent. It's not a violent offense. It was just
warrant. Well, I'm hearing different stories. You know what I'm saying? And again, it, you know how it is when a new story comes out, like there's so many things that you hear. So originally I heard that it was over unregistered gun. Then I heard there was a robbery charge. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't hear that.
So yeah. So they ran his stuff, right? They found the what? The air freshener was what initiated everything?
Yeah, that was the probable cause to stop him. And they ran his name and they saw that there was a warrant. And then that's when everything happened. But, you know, regardless if it was an unregistered gun or if, you know, it was a warrant for a previous case or, you know, let's say he did do a robbery, like, he didn't deserve to die over that. You know what I mean? Like,
that's the one.
What'd you say, B?
No, I'm about to say that the one where she said that she thought it was her
a taser.
Pepper spray, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Sorry, taser, yeah.
Did you see the video?
Come on, man. Anybody, you know, you've been in the force, what, 25 years? You don't know the difference?
Yeah. You can't tell the difference.
Taser.
She should have came up with something better than that.
And she had the gun like right on him.
So I feel like it wasn't even really about, you know what I mean, the charges or whatever he had before that, you know what I'm saying, whatever he got charged with. If you lie and say that, and everybody know that's bullcrap, like you had some other intentions.
Nah, it is because most cops, if you're right-handed, your taser's on your left, and the taser's a lot lighter than a pistol. You know, even like, you know, the safety and everything else is different. You know what I'm saying? Like, so either she's lying or she's incompetent. Either way.
And she's a trainer.
She was training somebody that same day.
What?
Oh, no.
She was a trainer.
What?
She was training somebody that same day, bro.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Those situations get crazy, man.
It's corny to me because to me, it's so easy, right? To just,
right.
If you really trying to police
them how to shoot.
If you, right, exactly.
That wasn't unarmed.
Right. If you really trying to, like, police the community and be a part of that, you know what I mean? It's so easy to be calm.
Like, man, like, it's just, I mean, same old keep happening. keep happening. Like, what
do you like? And really and different. this is a good point that you saying, B, like, because people are under the impression that we get a new presidency, things are going to change,
right?
Everything going to be different.
Yep.
Same thing is happening. You know what I'm saying? So what are we going to say? We're going to say is white supremacy now from the government? Nah, this is same things is happening. Mass shootings are still happening. The police brutality, the cops being incompetent, you know what I'm saying? And
all that.
Well, at least they're being well, this time it seems like she's being charged, right? For the murder.
Yeah, the mugshots were released. You saw that?
Yeah. So at least she's being held accountable.
Right. And she should.
I seen Biden speak on it, and he said the same thing pretty much what Trump said. It's a horrible situation, but we got to investigate it. Everybody keep calm, right? You know, which is cool. Well, y'all want to keep calm, but it ain't no different than what Trump was saying. Like, yo, we got to investigate, see what's going on, see what the verdict is, and then everybody keep calm. Don't loot, don't shoot, don't, you know what I mean?
you need somebody that's going, as soon as they ask the question, they'd be like, what? Like, somebody's going to turn up on like, he said, what?
You know what I mean?
It's just
funny, man.
Like somebody like man is gonna really stand up and be like, hold on, I'm about to like just somebody just over the top. Like I think I'm about to call them down. I'm about to call down there right now. What's that? I think people would be like, yo, this like, yeah, you know, man, especially somebody else seeing something wrong with it. Like at this point, it's like, come on, y'all just like either naive or you just.
And nothing's really what we do. We march, right? Or we protest. Some people
or we loot,
right? Yeah. And then it's like, what got accomplished? Ain't nothing changed. They're still doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So going back to your original thing that you said, B, is yo, we need love, man. We need Jesus, man. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Was never intended for us to have any. Government or over us or you know what I mean, president or king over us, you know what I mean? It was always meant for God to rule over us, but
facts.
We want to choose man instead.
No doubt.
Word.
That's real.
Yeah, it's a sad story, man. Real sad story. I think people are gonna be disappointed just because of how the judicial system is, you know, even if she does get convicted, it's probably gonna be like manslaughter, two or three, you know what I'm saying? And she ain't gonna do no real time, you know. Mm-hmm. Probably still get her pension and everything else, you know, and the family's gonna sue, you know, the police and taxpayers are gonna pay for it, you know, and the cop gets away with no type of penalty whatsoever.
You see, she did let her resign. The
cops get rich.
You said what? What he say?
He says
sometimes the cops get rich. Like,
oh yeah, because they write a book, have a Lifetime movie and all that, you know, like.
We're worried about living that.
Yeah, 2020.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
What about this lady? What about this lady who got arrested?
Ooh.
For not returning $1.2 million back to the bank.
Oh, come on, bro. Come on, man. Catch me if you can, bro.
Oh, they going to catch you.
I'm coming home to 1.2.
You got to be super saved. Like, you got the $2 million in front of your face and you got to turn it back.
Listen, I'm a tithe and I'm a repent quickly, but I promise you, I'm converting that into Bitcoin. I'm going to a country that has non-extradition laws. You know what I mean? Open up a little cabana on the beach, and I'm set. Yeah. I'll podcast from an island somewhere.
Someone made a mistake. From the bank's end.
Yeah.
Deposited money into her account, $1.2 million.
Yo, how come that type of stuff don't happen to me, man?
Right. That's not a blessing. Look at God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, because he knows. He knows you're going to get arrested. He's trying to spare you.
I'm like, the Lord answered my prayer.
Right, right.
So when I read the article, I heard that she bought some houses. She bought a house, a car.
Yo, so she had that money for a long time.
Yeah, she bought
it. Yeah, they were trying to get it from her. They were trying to get it from her.
See, that's... I would have been gone. I would have been ghost, bro.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's I would have been ghost.
That's what she did. She went ghost. They were trying to contact her, send her letters, everything.
On social media, I'm changing my number. You can forget Instagram and all that. You know what I mean? I'm doing Boost Mobile. You know what I mean? I'm changing my number every month. I'm telling you, catch me if you can, bro.
I would have been in Peru. Yeah.
Peru.
Yeah, that's...
They'll go and get you.
Like, I don't understand how you gotta pay for that though when they did it by mistake. Like, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's your bad. You pay for it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she got arrested just because she didn't, you know, they were trying to get to her and contact her and all that. So,
but it's a law. She got to pay back every. She got to pay back every penny though.
Yeah.
Right. Allegedly, or pay with jail time.
Yeah, because in I bank with this bank. Schwab has in their terms of service that says if by accident they deposit anything, you know, that they can and will try to get it back from you or face, you know, stuff.
Yo, they gotta be some kind of emotional, like you gotta give somebody some, like, a little bag off of that. Like, yo, I know we messed up, but here's a little something just to hold you down, because you can't just give me $1.2 million and then expect me to give it back and go back to my negative $50 in the account.
Yo, son, listen.
That's the Christ-like thing to do, okay?
It is, but emotionally, I'm going to be like, yo, I had $1.2 million in my account.
You're going to screenshot it and post it on your Instagram.
On the gram, yo.
Listen, man. Pray for me, because there are 72 countries that have non-extradition laws. 72.
It'd be in North Korea.
Just so you know. Oh, just so you know.
Jim Huang. Jimmy Huang.
I'm changing my whole joint, man.
So, wow. For the love of money.
Nah. Yo, that's money for the ministry, bro. What are you talking about? That's for missions trips. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. 72 countries, that's a mission trip.
Yeah, you're going to be on preacher sneakers with your Dior's on.
On the beach.
Yeah, that's missions trips, dog. 72 countries.
There was another story that was floating around. I don't know if it's accurate. Was it in a thrift shop? The girl found money in the blazer of someone. It was like $22,000 or something like that, and she returned it. The worker returned it.
See, that.
That's a blessing from the Lord, bro. That's a blessing for the Lord. What are you talking about?
She bought the blazer, though, right?
Huh?
Her blazer.
Did she buy? She bought the blazer. Or she was shopping blazer. And then she.
Well, I'm not sure. I just sort of like meme floating around.
I mean, I don't know if she bought the blazer. She bought the blazer. I say it's all hers. It's just like the
no, she was a worker, though. She was a worker. She worked for the thrift store.
It's still her blazer. Oh,
okay. It's still her blazer. I think the girl who got the $1 million in the bank account and this girl with the 22 racks, I think that's way different than finding like a purse with somebody's ID and their credit cards and cash. Right. Like, I think that's way different. Like, how do you find the person who this belongs to? You can't, man. Everybody gonna be like, "Oh yeah, that's mine." You know, like when you was a kid and you found a dollar. You know what I mean? Everybody's like, "Oh, that's mine." You know, like.
Oh man, Jimmy taking that like the blessing.
It is a blessing.
Check your pockets, fellas.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
If he finds $100 at the
I just said if you find a purse or something like that, or a wallet with cash in it, that belongs to that person. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like they ain't nobody around. Like,
no, but she
who does it belong
that.
To? It's
she
cash.
Knew it was his joint. It was his.
How'd
it was his
know?
Money.
How
she?
Because
she returned it.
Yeah,
I don't know. So she. I don't know.
Who is he?
Right.
He's the guy that donated the blazer with the money.
Bruh.
And he just happened to leave 20 grand in there like nothing. Like,
so he had just gave
donated
it. Salvation. Okay. That's different. I thought you meant like it was on the rack and she tried it on. She's like, oh, hold up. Wait, what?
That's what I thought so too.
Yeah. I didn't know he had just donated it.
That would have been a little different.
Yeah.
Yo, if I leave $20 in my pants, I remember. 20 racks?
Yeah, exactly. If I leave $5 and my pants end up in the washer and dryer, the kids got it. It's gone. It's gone. It's ghosts.
No,
that's V-Bucks.
You gotta give her a check after that. You gotta look out for her.
Yeah, emotionally, you have to like bless somebody with something. You can't just be like, oh, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
You get a Starbucks card, yo.
That was probably her whole salary. That probably was a whole salary right there.
How much? Like $5?
Oh, man. What's that? That's not even a grande, yo.
Yeah, I don't shop at Starbucks. Sorry. I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, he's Christian. Dirty. Christian. This dude, save.
Right.
So y'all not returning that 1.2, then?
Nah.
Y'all returning that 1.2.
I'm not returning. I got to pray.
You're going to be really fasted about that. Like, Lord, you trying to bless me right now. I know you're trying to bless me.
I've been praying for this, Lord.
I've been praying, Lord.
They say it don't fall
on your lap, and it just fell right on your lap, right?
Yo, I'm gonna be listening to DMX. Lord, show me a sign. You know what I mean?
One thing I don't get though is Schwab deposited the money, but I guess by the time they noticed she had already like took it out, because can't they just reverse that transaction back right away?
But you can't even just take out $1 million, bro. You can't just go to ATM and take out $1 million. Like,
spending it slowly.
It took a while for them to know that.
Until later, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Even if you walk into the branch, they don't got that kind of bread on hand. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Jay, from a banking standpoint.
They'll give you a hard time.
Right. They're going to ask you, why are you taking out all this bread? They notify the feds, too, I think. If it's a certain amount, they notify the feds. Can you imagine just walking, you walking out the bank like Scarface when he was bringing the money in with the sea bags?
Yeah.
But that's the thing. She had it. She must have had it there for a minute and been like, oh, I'm good.
I guess it's mine. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I mean, yo, if I got that joint just sitting in my account, I'm not calling the bank. Like, yo,
I'm calling.
I saw I got 1.2 million in my account.
I'll probably get booked from the rip. I'm trying to figure out how much I can take out.
What's my ATM limit, right?
Am I accumulating any interest on this right now?
I know I'm getting booked from the rip. Like, she probably did it smart. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She probably, you know what I mean? Didn't probably spend a little bit here, bought the house, something like that. Like, probably not trying to spend it all at one time. Like, I'll try to get that thing off there.
So now, I want to know what happens. I'm curious to the house.
Whoever made that mistake,
they got fired, right?
They're gone. they blacklisted.
They ain't never working at a bank. No.
That's wild, man.
They can't even do the Monopoly bank.
Right? Yo, you imagine that's the dude you play Monopoly with? You're like, nah, you ain't playing with me.
Nah, dog. I remember that. You remember last time, right? When you worked at the bank?
Right.
Nah.
Yo, that joke.
To you.
Yeah, man.
But yo, Jay, from a banking standpoint, they can't reverse the money if the exact amount is not in there.
Mm. Right. That's where I thought after that, she was, wait.
What do you mean? If I accidentally transfer 1.4 million to your account and you have 1.399999, yes. I can't take the 1.3999.
No.
And you owe me a dollar? No.
I ain't gonna lie. I think they can. If they knew about that joint, they definitely swiped her.
But the way the wire works, it has to be the exact amount.
Wow.
Or it failed.
So if she had $2 million in the account after the 1 point whatever, Right. So yeah. She had a million already, and then the money they deposit, then it'll work.
Yeah.
Because she kind of has, she has the funds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If the funds are there to cover, then yes. If it's not there to cover, it fails.
Oh, that's easy then. That's easy. I just pull out, you know, $1 million and we cool.
You can put $20 out.
A million.
Pull a 20.
Yeah, I'm not either way.
All you gotta do, you don't even gotta do all that. All you gotta do is just connect your Coinbase to your bank, transfer that $1 million, you know what I mean? Buy it all in Bitcoin. Maybe a little bit of Ethereum.
Accumulate that interest, Ethereum. Right?
Nah, then they gotta take
a little bit of Ethereum.
They gonna take your interest too, yo. Your flip.
Who?
When they get you, they'll lock you up.
All the money.
Yo, that Bitcoin wallet. They ain't touching that Bitcoin wallet.
Mm. Yeah, you just gotta go to jail. Come home.
Wow, that's $8 million.
$8 million. Wow.
What?
Listen, dog. I'll do the 10-year stretch because I know when I come out, you know what I'm saying.
This dude is crazy.
That Bitcoin gonna be through the roof. Hey, I ain't afraid of a prison ministry. I already told y'all. You know what I mean?
I gotta learn how to. I gotta experience how it is to be a millionaire for a little minute, right?
Yo, son, like you know that Bitcoin wallet right there when you get out. Come on, I'm telling you, mission trip, 72 countries.
No, I'm wrong. So it'll be $7.8 billion.
What?
Right now.
Wow.
Right now.
Right now.
That doesn't sound right. Hold on.
That don't sound right. You crazy? $7 billion?
Too much.
Yeah, 1.2, right? That's 1,200,000. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, because I put 65,000. Yeah, 65,000.
Well, just about, yeah.
Yeah, 65,000. That's what Bitcoin is at.
Oh, you saying if it goes up, what?
If it doubled?
No. I'm saying right now, Bitcoin is at like 61, 62, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm rounding up a little bit to 65,000 each.
Right.
Hold on.
Oh, we doing math now.
that can't be right, yo.
Yeah, that's
we doing right. What ifs now.
Right.
We're going 1.2. Pray for me. What would be the? What would
going
be
too far now?
Pray for me.
Yeah, man.
We're doing fake
things right now, man.
Right.
That's that. What would you do with that lotto money?
right. Exactly.
That's Logan Paul in WWE. That's what that is.
Hey. Nice.
What do you do? What's going on with that dude?
So, I mean, he's been making rounds like in different shows.
He's got a fight coming up, right?
His brother does.
Jake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jake.
So he was supposed to, Logan was supposed to fight Floyd. But
it's not happening.
Not happening anymore.
I figured that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Why? Why are they not fighting?
I'm going to say it's probably money.
Oh, man. I would have liked to see.
I think they probably want more money. Or maybe they're trying to hype it up.
I wanted to see Floyd knock him out.
I mean, I think it'll happen. Logan has been on like these singing shows. The Masked Singer. Have you guys heard of that show?
He was on the
Masked
Singer.
Yeah.
What is that?
So that's it's a show where they sing, but he's in like a costume.
Yeah.
And they got a guest.
It's like American Idol.
Yeah. Yo, son, they got 5 seasons and I ain't never heard of this.
Yeah.
It's good. It's pretty dope.
I never seen it.
All right, John.
So then now, last Sunday, he's in WrestleMania.
WrestleMania. Wow.
Yeah. Crazy. Huh?
Wait, was Bad Bunny in WrestleMania too? Or was that a different?
Yeah, he was. No, he was. Yeah.
So they were both on the same joint?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, but Logan comes to the ring and then that dude, I don't know who that wrestler is. It's been years since I watched WWE. And pretty much just like, you know, kicks him. You know,
well, he pushed him first.
Oh, okay. I mean, you know how the stuff.
Yeah.
So pretty much hits him with the light don't shine, and then you know, I don't know what that move is called.
Stone Cold Stun him.
Pretty much.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd say play it, but I know we're gonna get copyrighted.
Nah,
we're not doing that.
Vince don't play.
especially after what happened to the crew. I'm good. I'm not trying to do any of that.
True.
But that's WWE's been having like celebrities, man. They get the big celebrities too.
But that's what I'm saying. That's kind of crazy how this little YouTube world is slowly, you know, breaking like barriers into like these places like boxing and obviously WWE
right.
and like, all these other stuff, you know?
So okay.
I think it's pretty dope.
All right. So be on the lookout. TNC is going to be on WWE soon. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get the string joints like the Ultimate Warrior hanging from my biceps, you know?
Okay.
I'm gonna grab
ain't you say you willing to fight Canelo for like?
Oh yeah,
you did say that. You did.
So that's the first thing we're gonna do.
I did. Say, yo, if I got that 1.4 million from the bank, I could set that up. I could set that up. You know what I mean? And then
we, another mail. You know,
that's another one. You know, for ministry, of course. You know?
Canelo.
That's how you cover it up, right? With ministry.
That fight's gonna be over in a minute. Like, so that's the easiest bread I'll ever. No, I just gotta take an L to get the bag. That's it. Yeah. I'm not beating him. I'm stupid enough to fight him, but I'm not stupid enough to think that I'm gonna beat him.
Right. <You know? laughs>
Yeah.
They were trying to give you like 10 million if you like basically, you know, like basically beat him. Would you like really train super hard? Like
there's
like,
no yeah, sure, but there's no way I'm beating him. You know what I mean? That dude been fighting for all his life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna look like one of them YouTubers who step in the boxing ring, like Fousey or one of them. You know what I'm saying?
You got to pad them gloves, yeah.
I'm gonna do like your man and dip him in concrete.
A margarito.
Yep. That's the only chance I got.
Jimmy going to sleep like Nate.
Yeah, he basically.
I'm gonna be asleep till next week. Yep. Yep. But when I wake up,
anything for that bag, man.
If I wake up, right?
Y'all pray for these brothers, man.
it's all jokes.
I love our money.
I love the money, man.
That's not Christian.
But yeah, man. So we got our homie here today.
Hedge Knight says that's good. It ain't gonna happen. Logan would have gotten his butt whooped, granted, but the man has had enough attention, needs to get humbled in the streets.
Oh wow.
I think he definitely would lose a fight. I don't think he'd get knocked out though.
He's a big dude.
Wrestling or are you saying a boxing match?
Boxing.
Oh, but with who?
I don't know.
With Floyd?
Mayweather, right? He was going to fight Mayweather, right?
Yeah.
Because Mayweather wasn't really knocking people out like that.
Nah. He probably just dance around him and hit him.
I mean, he going to hit him like 1,000 times every round, for sure. Like,
he's going to get hit so much, he's going to put his knee down.
Yeah. The next day, his face going to look like Martin, you know what I'm saying, when he got beat up. But...
My Hearns.
Yeah. Remember that?
y'all think Logan will last 12 rounds with Floyd?
Yeah.
Nah.
No.
Okay. I seen Logan fight, and didn't he lose to that other YouTuber, KSI?
I mean, officially, yeah, but
that was an ugly fight.
Yeah.
That was like
he was standing there with his.
I don't see Mayweather really hitting them that much. Like
really?
Yeah. I'm talking about hitting them. I'm talking about like jabbing them, stuff like that. Like here. It made little quick little joints like that, but I don't really see him like really like going in on him. Like to where as though he's not.
So you're saying he'll make the 12 rounds?
I think he would.
You think Floyd is going to do it purposely? Like not try to go in?
Yeah,
like we did with Connor, because yeah, he couldn't win Connor in the first couple of rounds.
Well, he dragged that out.
Right. Yeah,
but then he fought that kickboxer in Japan. Was it Japan or something?
Yeah, he knocked him out though. Didn't he?
He took him out first round, cleaned him.
Right, that's true. He did.
Yeah. I mean,
I retract my statement about Floyd knocking people out.
Maybe Floyd is like, yo, I need 2 rounds. I need to get this guy out of here.
I think that was kind of like, boy, like he would start crying.
You know, stays?
Yeah, like stays, like I'm saying,
listen, Canelo hit me with a jab. I'm rolling over on the floor. Yo, I'm falling out the ring. It's a wrap for me.
The like, softest just punch one jab put you down.
Yeah, that's it. Nah. That's all I need. Like, I'm out.
Like, his jabs ain't soft, yo.
They're not. I know they're not. And I don't want more than one.
Yeah, no.
Hedge Knight says, I feel like Logan would get winded quick. Might just toy with him just like he did McGregor.
Oh, yeah, you just put that up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to see these dudes. I mean, because they talk, especially Jake. Jake talks some big mess.
Yeah, he do.
We'll see. He's fighting, I think, this weekend in Atlanta. I think Ant's going.
And Nate John Pipe pumped him up, though.
Ant's going?
Yeah. You're right, B.
Yeah.
And you going to the fight? No, he ain't going.
He really thinks he's a boxer now. You know what I'm saying?
He could box, though. He all right, though.
Yeah. No, Who has he fought, though?
He ain't ready for it. I think he's good for celebrities, but like he ain't ready.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, like,
we're about to find out.
Really trying to go out there and hurt.
Who's he fighting? This old dude that used to be in UFC?
I mean, but still.
He needs to fight like Sticky Fingers or somebody, you know, like he needs to stick in that category of fighters, you know, like
celebrities.
Yeah, like he's not stepping in the ring with like real boxers, man.
They should let him. Hey,
Soldier Boy said he ready to fight him.
Nah, yeah. No,
they had something going. No. They had something going, but then he went to jail.
No. I'll fight Soldier Boy, and I really think I got a chance. I'll fight Soldier Boy. I feel like I got a chance.
What?
That dude weigh like what? 110? A buck 10?
Yeah.
He got them things on him like. Da, da, da.
He like what?
Yeah, he was hitting right. That bag like this.
I'll take that back. I'll take that.
Yo, a lot of these rappers, you see them train. You be like, I seen Meek train. Like, wow, dude, like you never threw a punch. Snoop,
Jay-Z was the first.
Jay-Z was on the bag.
Yeah, he got dissed. That's why Nas dissed him. Said he did Ty Boat.
Oh wow. Yeah. Oh, I gotta see that video.
Dang.
Every rapper that I see that be training don't be nice with the hands like that.
Yeah. No. I only seen
50. That's it.
Two people. Yeah, I seen Wiz Khalifa. He was good.
He's doing Muay Thai. Yeah.
Yeah.
That dude got thick too. You seen him? Yeah. That dude was like 100. He was like 110 pounds, and then you see him, he's like 250.
We gotta pause that. Yeah.
I said no. Come out.
Yeah, we gotta pause him, yo.
Nah, not like that, man.
Mason said KB.
I didn't even know what I said until I was like, oh, wait.
Right. All the way.
Yeah, the Christians look like they got – the Christian rappers look like they get it. I seen Stephen Malcolm. I seen KB. A couple Christians that be training and stuff. So,
yeah. Okay. There's a few who was doing jiu-jitsu, too. I think – what's your man? Red Cloud was he did karate and jiu-jitsu. I know Cookbook was doing jiu-jitsu. There's a few cats out there who's doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So be alive, man. What's up with you, man? What you got going? What you got cooking,
what's
man?
Good. What's good with the ball?
Man, you know. You know, man, right now I'm working with Reconcile. I know you're up, Brian.
Okay.
Yeah.
My record, so I actually just signed to their label for real. So,
Word? Okay, exclusive.
Yeah,
congratulations, man.
Yep, man, I appreciate it, man.
You're a big fan of Reconcile, man. So, yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, man. Yeah, good dude, man. Good, solid brother, man. He, you know, besides music, he keep me focused on, you know, the mission, you know what I'm saying? And everything, what we really called to do. And they see the vision, you know what I'm saying? What I'm really trying to do and what I feel like God trying to do through me, you know what I'm saying, like with the music. So we just pushing music for I'm about to drop this. I actually about to drop this song tomorrow called Holy Bars.
Okay.
this will be the first song that I drop with them. I mean, with them so far as with the label. But we got, like, I got so much heat, like, in the tuck. Like, I just can't wait. Like, man, I ain't gonna lie. Like, that drum crazy. Like, I really got some real heat, like, in the tuck, for real. Like, it's beautiful music, for real. And I'm really giving it. I'm giving it hard for the streets, for real, like, you know what I'm saying, and people who, you know, who don't fit in, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I mean, but, you know, just, right. You know what I'm saying, like, just the, you know, the worthless, I guess the world called it worthless, the black sheep of the family, you know, those type of people, and just people that said, like, you will never be nothing in life, and that you're going to be dead, you know what I'm saying, before, you know, at a certain age, we give it, you know, real, like, gutter music, for real, that I always tell people, like, music that your grandma can listen to, your kids can listen to, you know what I'm saying, like, and you can really still, you know, ride around the hood with it, you know what I'm saying, still feel cool, like that bop that you feel when you listen to regular rap music, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, man, we're giving it for the Lord, so I'm excited, man, like, you know, for the things that's coming up, man.
No, that's what's up, man. So how did you how did that relationship happen?
I actually was trying to reach out to Reconcile a minute ago. Like, I was, you know, listening on besides really him, and there's a few other people I feel like, you know, that I liked far as like my style, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Type of music, because I ain't gonna lie, I ain't been no cat. Like, a lot of, like, Christian artists, I really can't, like, listen to them. Not saying that they're not, you know, anointed or doing their thing for, you know, for the Lord. It's just that, like,
right,
I feel like it'll be some a lot of stuff be really, like, kind of cheesy to me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he was one of the, like, the first people, you know, with, along with other people too, that I felt like, yo, this is hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like how he coming, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can really, like, I can play his music around my way, like, around gangsters and killers, like, you know what I'm saying? And they'll be nodding their head, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Right.
Like, it's your heart. Like, I actually had a couple of people, I posted music up, and they hit me up, like, yo, who this? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I had to, you know, let them know, like, so, you know, I don't feel ashamed, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I feel like I'll be like, like, you know, I'm playing the music, I'm turning it up, and I'm like,
I hear that.
Yeah, but certain music, like, you know, like Reconcile, like Bizzle, you know what I'm saying? I like Derek Minor, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just right. Different, like, different little artists, I feel like they give me them vibes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like 1K. Like, I like 1K music for real. Other young boy, Scooty Wop, I think his name is.
Scooty Wop, yeah.
Like them joint, like people like that type of music, like, for real, like, them, when I hear their music for real, kind of get me, like I could turn that joint up and for real, like, not be ashamed and, like, yeah, I'm with Jesus, like,
you know what I'm saying? Right.
I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? I'll put y'all against any one of these guys, like, you know what I'm saying? Because we give out harder. I feel like we give out the heart. We got the best music, like, for our CHH, man. Like, we got the best music in the world, like, for real, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like we don't really, like, I feel like it'd be so much, you know, hating, so much hate in the community, you know what I'm saying? So much fake type stuff that I'm just not kind of used to. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like in it as I'm coming, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm learning that not everybody really on this, like, ministry, and everybody not really on this, you know. Some people really scared to say Jesus, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, say the name of Jesus for real, and I'm not really with that. Like, when I was in the streets, I ain't had no shame in me or nothing. Like, so it's like,
right.
I come to this side, I don't got no shame. Like, I'm with Jesus, I'm with Christ. Like, that's what it is. I'm a CHH artist. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is who I'm rocking for, and this is who I'm rocking with. So, you know, man. So I'm like I said, man, I'm happy. I'm, you know. So that's how basically me and Reconcile, you know, I reached out to him. I've reached out to him for the feature and everything. And then, like, later on, like, probably, like, I want to say, like, maybe, like, a couple months later, he hit me up. He was like, yo, bro, I might have an opportunity for you. You know what I'm saying? He was like, man, I like the way you do music and everything. I like the way how you come in and everything. And then we start to vibe and just talk out. And it's really kind of started me just like, I just send him songs. Like, bro, you think this hot? You know what I'm saying? Like, you like this joint? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like, and he'd be like, yeah, this joint fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? And then we just connected and just, you know, talked about God. You know what I mean? Just on a different level. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't just always with music with him. You know what I'm saying? Which I respect and like too, because we know, you know, you build like a bond or real relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then we just connected. Like, he told me, you know, he had to move for me, like, and, you know, set me down with the team, and now we, you know, we working it, man. So, man,
that's dope.
Definitely a blessing.
That's fire, man. And now you in Philly, so you like in the at one point was like the epicenter of CHH.
Yeah, man. I'm really just learning that background. I didn't even like really know till Reconcile and a couple other people was like telling me, like, you know what I mean? Like, just the different people that was in Philly that's on it. You know what I mean? That was on it.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, you mean, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a good look. It's like the torch. I got the torch, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's crazy because it's like, you know, besides me, it's other artists. I feel like I want to bring those artists out. I feel like a lot of people is ashamed. I feel like people is scared and you know, they're afraid to be who God wants them to be, and they don't, you know, they don't really see the benefit in it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Of, you know, doing it for the Lord. So they quickly go to the world, you know what I'm saying? And they want to, you know, do it over there, but they don't fit in. So, you know what I'm saying? But because they call for something greater. But, you know, man, that's what I really want to bring them people out, man, because it's a lot of artists in Philly, man. Like, when I starts peeking and seeing like who, yeah, man, are really like looking around trying to find artists to listen to and everything. We got a couple artists in Philly, man, they're like, that's really hot for real, like, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, yeah, you know I mean, and, you know, and they doing their thing.
Yeah. One brother we had Pastor Carl. He's a good brother. We've known him for a minute. And I had like posted your, because I always like in the group chats, we have a group chat on Telegram. I had posted your song and he was like, oh yeah, he had reached out to me about, you know, linking up, man. And it seems like from there, y'all got the link up. And I found that dope because we know how much work that Pastor Carl has been doing. Like, he's out in the streets of the world. So to see you reach out and be like, yo, brother, let's link up. Let's work. You know what I mean? That was a beautiful thing, man.
Man, I appreciate that, man. Like, real rap, because, and I like Pastor Carl because he on, basically, he's on action. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on that heavy too. Like, I feel like, all right, you know, I want to, you know, back up what I'm talking about in this music.
Right.
Like, say how I was when I was like in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I used to do regular rap, I used to back that up. Like, anything I was talking about, like, I was really out there living. I was really out there doing. So, when it come down to this, like, with, you know, with Christ, like, you know what I'm saying, and this type of music, like, you know, I seen the work that he was doing, and, you know, and I was already kind of doing similar work, you know what I'm saying, like, feeding the homeless or going out there witnessing, passing out tracks, like, you know, telling people about Jesus and everything, and I've been telling myself, you know, not really telling myself, but I feel like the Holy Spirit just been telling me for to basically just get on that type of time as far as, like, the crime that's going on in Philly is...
Yeah.
Dangerous, bro. Like it's getting dangerous. Like, you know what I'm saying, really for real. And I like how he doing it. Like, he really going out to the hood. Like, somebody just 14-year-old just got killed right here.
He was out there, right?
Yo,
yeah.
And I actually showed up to one of them joints that he has called, like, Hope in the Hood John. Yo, they be having church. Like, I'm talking about, like, I'm out there praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Like, you know what I'm saying, like in the middle of the hood, like, you know what I'm saying, and I'm not by myself. It's brothers,
other believers,
out there, and like, you know what I mean, believers, the females, you know what I'm saying, like sisters, you know what I'm saying, they out there, like it was just like we was out there for a cause, like, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, like we telling the devil, like we giving the devil notice, like we out here, like, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, you know, man, I feel like that's what it take, man, when you want to change and revival, you know what I'm saying, take action and people that's really
scared,
people that's really dedicated to the mission and the goal, you know what I'm saying. So, I mean, I respect Pastor Carl, man. I got a deep level for him, man. Deep level. Wow. Man, real rap. So that's crazy when he told me. I'm like, and that's crazy. Like, I feel like it's divine, you know what I mean? Like, meeting, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, you know what I mean? He told me. I didn't even know that was y'all, though, because he didn't show me, like, who it was. He just told me.
Right.
Like, I was like, wow, that's crazy. Like, you know what I mean? It made me feel so good. And, and then now you tell me that now, and I'm like, wow, like, I ain't even, like, that's crazy. That connection.
Man. Real yeah, man.
Everybody on the same type time, man. It should, that's how it should be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And yeah, and you seen how the Lord is, like, promoting you, you know what I mean? It's not like you trying to, you know what I mean, be thirsty, you know? It's like the Lord's working is just doing what he's doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, opening them doors.
Yeah. No, real rap, man. Rap, and I want to open up more doors, man. I actually want to, like, I was thinking, you know, just a radio station, you know what I'm saying, like how they got the hip-hop and rap, like we need all that, man. We need like a real radio station. We need like platforms like how y'all doing, you know what I'm saying, like we, that's needed for like what y'all doing,
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's needed for we don't really got that many platforms, but you know what I'm saying? When you're doing it for the Lord, that joint going boom. Like, it's going to boom, just like it's booming now. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, I mean, like I said, that's, you know, that's a good joint, man. Like, for real. Real
good joint. So you dropping an album soon?
Yeah, man. Like, I'm not dropping an album. Dropping like just singles right now. That's what they kind of got me on for. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just kind of, you know, trying to, you know, it's, I ain't gonna say it's hard, but I'm trying to, how can I say it? Like, trying to submit myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, to, cause I know they got, you know, Reconcile got, you know, years in this game, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
right.
EHH community in the field and everything. And then we got like a little team that's really working with me, like marketing team and everything. And producers, you know what I'm saying? That's really working with me and everything. I mean, like they, and it's crazy how we all see the vision, like everybody like in it, like it ain't no arguing, beefing, nothing like that. Like everybody on the same type time, like X, like, you know what I'm saying? Like how the people wasn't X, like, you know what I'm saying? When it was in one type time and things are happening, like, you know what I mean? But anyway, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing, man, like to just be a part of it, man. So, and right now, we're just dropping singles and try to get things situated. We don't really want to drop an album right now and then, you know, it, you know, I guess like my fan base ain't there yet. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. You want to start building on your buzz, right? Yeah, you want to start building on that. Now you dropped the album or EP last year?
I dropped the EP. That was by myself. Like I dropped the EP, you know what I'm saying, by myself. And that y'all did pretty good. Like did way better than I thought it was going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of making, doing TikTok dances to it. They made like a couple songs and everything. Was like, yeah. I'm talking literally grandmoms and like, you know what I'm saying? I had like a deaf lady. I was like, man, that made me so happy, man. Like I seen a deaf lady going to dance. I was like, yo, I'm like, I never seen nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? It was dope. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, kids doing like little dances. They done made their own dance of the song. You know what I'm saying? People was really doing the dances. So the EP is called Trap Gospel, man. You know, anybody want to take a look at that joint? That joint's still new. I mean, so yeah, I mean, that's a good EP though, man. For us, it's a lot of good songs on that joint.
That's dope.
That's fire. Yeah, I mean, we had Nick D on last week, and he was doing a whole bunch of singles, to build up to his album. So yeah, that's especially in this market, that's something that is good for the artists. You know what I'm saying? Right. It builds up their anticipation.
Yeah,
being people's attention span too is like,
yeah, it's like
nobody want to listen to like a whole. If you got
it ain't even that, bro. You drop an album and it's like, okay, cool. What else you got? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you gotta
attention span. Like, people don't sit with albums like the way we used to sit with albums. You know what I'm saying? Like, people kind of just go through it and it's like, all right, cool. What's next? You know what I mean? Like, that joint is like old, like after a month. You know, it's like,
I feel like unless you like Lecrae, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, or someone, you know, KB or somebody like that, where it's the like, they drop an album, like, you know, or Drake or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or anybody that's, you know, the guy. You know, a big name for themselves and put their work in, you know, people that's going to hold people over for a little second. You know what I'm saying? You know, people rocking with, you know, the whole album, you know what I'm saying? But right now, like you said, I want to build that anticipation, you know what I'm saying? Let people know who I am and everything. That's why I appreciate y'all, because I can really be myself and be real. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let people know, you know, who I really am. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah.
Of course.
What? How did you get on like the scene? Like, what was the transition into like CHH? Was it like you at first got saved, and then, or were you already rapping, and then you started rhyming for the Lord, and then?
Right. So look. So that's crazy. So I actually I had been saved. I always kind of knew God basically, but. You know, not like have like a personal relationship with the Lord. Like, so I was just like Christian just because my folks was Christian and we just go to church. I just knew God, Jesus. Okay, that's God, that's Jesus. But I was like running crazy. So I got booked like probably like 2015 or whatever, like 2014. I wound up doing, I did 4 years in jail, like for armed robbery and everything.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But I was really facing, you know, 15 and 30 years. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, that's what I was really facing, like 15, 30 years in jail. So, you know, as like God began to speak to me and like in prison, like I've really seen like a lot of things. Like I've really seen like on some like supernatural stuff like happen. Like when I prayed for people, like people was going home. Like next time I pray for somebody the day, tomorrow they be home. Like they'd be like, whoa, what happened? I don't even like, I've seen it. Like, so, you know, as God started to expose who he was to me, like he started to show, like, I mean, you know, I'm like a show and tell person, not show and tell person, but you know what I mean? Like a show person, like you got to show me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like he was doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like showing me like who he is and showing me like, yo, this is real. Like that Holy Spirit, that thing that them had him, old ladies and, you know, in church, you know, shaking and screaming about, like, this is real. Like, this is not a game. Like, this is real. Like, and this is who I am. So when he started showing me that, you know, things was like, you know, it was crazy. But I've been rapping, though, before I went to jail. Like, I was already doing, like, regular rap, and I already kind of had, like, a little name for myself. Everybody in my hood knew I rap. So long story short, when I came home, I just got back into the world, you know what I'm saying? And like I felt like that I was on fire when I came out. I was on fire for the Lord. And I felt like that, like I feel like the devil just like threw like a bucket of water on me, like like get that out of here. Like, like, yo, we ain't coming out here with that. Like you ain't coming out here with that. And I've really like start going right back, you know, to the world. I start rapping and everything, and it was so crazy because even though I was out there and still, you know, rapping for the world and everything, I feel like this time around I had the Holy Spirit. So I feel like it was kind of driving me. Like I didn't feel comfortable doing regular rap, even though that's what I kind of wanted to do in my dreams. And things started popping for me. Like I had a sat down with a couple like record companies and everything. I used to do like what's them joints called, like little showcases and everything.
I did a song
with Gilly the Kid and everything. I was getting spins down Miami and everything, and like a lot of people that's popping right now, like I was like in the mix with, you know what I'm saying? I was, you know, ready to talk to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we about to get songs together and everything, like PNB Rock, you know, like a couple other people, you know what I'm saying? But, So I, you know, once I felt like I, you know, I wasn't comfortable, with, you know, of like what I was doing for real, like I'm knowing, like, yo, I know I'm out here for a way bigger purpose. You know what I'm saying? I know, you know, God, it gotta be something bigger than this, like just money and just, you know what I'm saying? Just my own flesh, like, you know what I'm saying? So that's what made me like be on some, like, all right, I'm gonna go, you know, do on a Christian rap type time, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me just, you know, start trying to use my talent, cause I love rap, you know what I'm saying? I love, you know, I love the art, and man, I can really rap. So, yeah. Like, that's a talent, you know what I'm saying? So that was like the switch over, you know what I'm saying? Like, just that conviction of the Holy Spirit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, I know I have to be, I need to be doing something else. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just didn't know what it was until I feel like God, you know, directed me into that, you know, into this lane. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Praise God, man. Yeah, praise God. So how long has been now? Like, you would say that, yo, I'm all out.
All in, yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm sold out. Like, I'll say like three and a half years.
Wow.
Like, okay.
Yeah, like 3.5 years. I've been like sold out. I actually like for like, I want to say 4, but I actually was on some like for a whole year. I actually kind of just like stopped doing music altogether. Like I was just like, I just took it a whole time off to just really dedicate and submit myself to God. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, really just get focused on a mission, because I feel like the urge and the, you know, the desire to want to, you know, be what I wanted to be was too hard, like too heavy. I'd be working on some Christian rap and then I'd be like, man, that's all corny. Like, yeah, man, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, that's all trash. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then I start rapping on a like regular, and I'd be like, man, it's drawing super hard. Like, I'm be like, to the point where it really made me sick for a referral. Then I'm like, yo, I don't even like. So I seen that desire, and just like, I was like, you know what, I just gotta step away from it. I feel like that's the Holy Spirit let me know, like, step away from it, you know, and just, you know, focus on me. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like when I did that, I feel like that's when I came back out, like, all right, I'm sold out, like. Once I go this time, like, there's no coming back. Like, there's not, like, everything, all the dreams, all the, you know, things that you wanted to do, you know, with your life and everything, like, that's dead. Like, that's not, like,
right.
That's
okay. Right.
Man, so that's when, you know what I mean? So, like, for, like, 3.5 years,
for praise sure. God, man. That's dope, man, to hear your testimony, to hear your strength, you know what I'm saying, to be able to just say, Lord, I'm going to take a stand for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think in Revelation, it speaks about something, or one of the scriptures is like something about like the cowards also being thrown into the lake of fire. And, you know, some of us, you know, or individuals that are ashamed of God, or, you know what I mean? They cowardly, or they don't want to mention the name, like you said earlier, you know what I mean? Not even just music, just in a everyday walk.
Yeah.
You know, we gotta be bold out here. You know what I'm saying?
Right. The devil bold, bro. Like, dude, like, bro. The devil saying is bold, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he don't care about nobody. What y'all
he don't rest. Like,
Right. That's my motto. And then I always start, like, you know, like I said, like, I used to be in the streets. I was bold. Like, I didn't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was doing whatever. Like, I didn't care who was looking at me, who judged me, or anything. So when I kind of took that same type of attitude on this time, like, I don't care. Like, you know, I don't need you to like me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
you know,
right.
Like, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't really care for a referral, and I don't care who I gotta lose. You know what I'm saying, like, if you're not, you know, on this type time, like, you know what I'm saying, like, my friends know, like, I go around my hood, they know, like, yeah, like, you can't argue with Buck. Like, people call me, they call me Buck. You know what I'm saying, but yeah, like, you can't argue with Buck. You can't do any of that, like, or try to bid and everything, or try to make him feel bad, because, like. Like, he's staying on that. Like, that's what he's a Christian. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he with Jesus. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of people respect that for real. Because, I mean, they respect real. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And they know the things that I used to do. You know what I'm saying? So they take that, so, like, yo, if God can do that for him, like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I want them to start seeing, you know what I'm saying? Like, God could do that for them. They see it a little bit, but I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he hasn't really got that revelation yet, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, mm-hmm. like, where God really is. But they see it, though. You know what I mean? They definitely see the transformation.
They're watching.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me ask you this, being in Philly, right? Philly, right. Heavy. They heavy in Muslim. You know, ox everywhere.
My whole hood Muslim.
That's what I see. So how is that? You know what I mean? Like, cause yeah. like you just said.
Like I ain't gonna lie. Like people really be on some like it's really more than a fad than more mm-hmm. than like a spiritual thing. You know what I'm saying?
So, right.
Because it's and it don't. Like when we stand on Jesus, we stand on substance. We stand on power. Like we stand on
facts.
Like mm-hmm. real, like something like this is real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a rock. Like, you know what I'm saying? When they, I feel like what they stand on, it don't really like, it's not really, it's like what, like how the Bible would say, like the houses that like when you build your houses on. Like,
I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. Mm-hmm. Like the underneath called that ground basically is not.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, yeah. That ain't right.
The foundation.
Mm-hmm. Man. The foundation, you know what I'm saying? Like, that jaw not sturdy, you know what I'm saying? So, I feel like because it's not sturdy and it's fake in a way, you know what I'm saying? I feel like they have no choice but to respect it because the God that I serve is really the God of gods, King of kings, mm-hmm. Lord of lords.
Next.
So mm-hmm. they don't have no choice but to respect it because that's their God too. You know what I'm saying? Like they just not tapped in with them. They think that this is their God. But the God that I serve, it's like a light, you know what I'm saying? They see the light, you know what I'm saying? They see the light, you know what I mean?
Right. So,
you know, and then again, you know, a lot of stuff and things that I did in the streets, I feel like, you know, God do everything for a reason. Like that scripture that's like Romans 8:28. You know, talks about all things work together for the good of those who love God. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, and called according to his purpose. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like everything that I've been through was, you know, like, you know, predestined, you know, and it was, you know, made for, you know, this time. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like if I was somebody else, they probably wouldn't listen to. Like, I could never, like, you probably could never get nobody else to go on my way to rap. Like, I had my... Not even my whole hood. It was probably like a quarter of my hood, in my video in the Pray for the Trap, and they was banging with it. I'm talking about they was, but the whole time, and it's funny because the whole time they really getting a word, and that's why
yeah,
I'm like,
right.
like I'm sneaking behind enemy lines. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
it's crazy for real. Like I'm really. You know, I'm going on the other side and trying to pull them out, you know what I'm saying? And they was banging with it, they rocking with it, like, yo, like, this hard, fuck, like, you know what I mean? If it was trash, they were not with it, like, they quick to tell you, like, that's John Kirk Corny, bro. Like,
right, right. especially when you're talking about Jesus.
Yeah, we started talking about Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? They be like, nah, this John ain't that, bro. Like, yeah, you know I mean, but they was rocking with it, and they Muslim, like I got atheists, people that don't, you know, people around my way that don't believe in God at all. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know, and they ain't with Muslim or Christian. You know what I'm saying? And they was rocking with it, like so. You know, I see the vision, I see the ministry, and I see like what God doing for real, like, and it's only but God because nobody else can do this, like nobody else can, you know what I'm saying, pull strings like this together, you know what I'm saying, like mm-hmm. take people, you know what I mean, from, you know, the gutter and place them back, you know, on a different type time, you know what I'm saying, had
right,
you know, help people and save people, like, you know what I mean. Like people that like my young girl on my way be really like curious. They be curious. They really be want to know. They might be, you know, they might sound funny to them. It might not funny, but it might sound funny when they ask. But they're really curious. Like, bro, like, what do the Holy Spirit feel like, bro? Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, like that
drum. Yeah,
okay. That drum really make you shake for real. Like, you know what I'm saying, like, I really let them know, like, bro. Sometimes, like, when that drum gets you, bro, like I give it to them the way they understand it. They be like, yo, that drum probably really crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying, like, it's probably really real. So, yeah, man, like, you know, but it's all God, though. They ain't me.
Right, because they seen that change in you.
Yeah, Never. Right. They did. You ever chop it up with the underground hip hop world in Philly?
Yeah, he says if you ever chop it up with the underground hip hop world over in Philly, like Vinny Paz.
I don't know who Vinny Paz is.
That's why he asked the question.
Right. But
he's from Jedi Mind Tricks in Army of the Pharaohs.
Okay.
Yeah, it was back in the what was it, like late '90s, early 2000s.
Oh wow. See, yeah. I'm saying, like, I'm still getting to the MA where I'm getting trying MA and get the people.
Oh yeah, they secular though. They're not Christian rap. They're heavy. Actually, Vinny Paz is a Muslim. He's a Muslim.
Yeah.
Kyle Manning says, I'm glad you took a break from music. Too many Christian artists fail to do that.
Yeah, man, you got to. Like, especially when I feel like when your desires clash with the Lord's, because this is the whole goal of doing it for you know what I'm saying? Like, basically.
Makes sense, though, because he's rocking with Allah, so I feel dumb.
You good, Hatch. Yeah, man.
Well, yo, man, that's dope, man. We appreciate you for coming on, man, and spending your time. I can say this, man, from talking to you, man, I appreciate your humility, you know what I'm saying?
And
seeing that glow of Christ in you, which is the most important thing, you know what I mean? So we appreciate you for coming on and dropping your wisdom. Definitely gonna keep supporting your music. Reposting, all of that good stuff.
Facts, though.
With that being said, y'all, I'm going to end this with the scripture today. I got Daniel 1:17. I thought this was pretty interesting.
You went to the Old Testament. Okay, I see you.
Yeah, I thought this was pretty interesting. As it goes, as for these four youths, God gave them learning and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. So yeah, I just kind of found that interesting, man. Just on our day-to-day studies, you know what I mean? Even outside of just the word of God, you know what I mean? How
right.
Just having that wisdom to understand, you know what I mean? Right. Sometimes we hear things of that sound similar to Christianity.
Yeah.
And we don't know what kind of sense it makes, you know, like astrology and all these different things. But for us to be able to understand those things of the world and still relate it back to God or somehow, you know what I mean, interpret it to other individuals and show them that, yo, this is God right here talking through this or through that. I think that's a good thing, man. So just reading that scripture was pretty dope. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Okay. Yeah. What's up? So where can people find you? How can they get in contact with you? Let the people know.
Right now, I'm on Instagram right now for BALIVE 5600. That's BALIVE 5600. That's really where I'm all at. I mean, but if you want you want to go on YouTube too, you know what I'm saying? Like B-Alive. Make sure y'all put the dash in it, like Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? The B-Alive, you know what I'm saying? I got videos. I actually got some, you know, besides videos of music and everything, I got some, you know, little sermon Jones on there. Not really like sermons, but little quick little words on there, yeah, man. So, you know, but it really be alive 5600, man. And I appreciate y'all again, man, for having me.
Dope. Yeah, no doubt.
Fine. Dope. This was, you can check out Be Alive's track on our Spotify playlist, which is linked in the comments and also down in the description below. If you haven't already heard, we have a new merch website. We have a whole new website in general, so you should go check it out. That's not Christian.com. Use promo code April20 to save some money. We got new merch on there, and you could just find everything.
It's everything, right? Shop. Podcast,
yeah,
Spotify, everything.
It's all there. We want to thank everybody for watching. Those that are listening, make sure you leave those reviews on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. And hit the subscribe button. We are the fastest growing Christian podcast. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Appreciate it.
Don't go nowhere. Hey, no. Don't go nowhere, B.